When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
We have a major update on Donovan Mitchell and his future with the Cavs. According to multiple reports, if Donovan Mitchell does not sign an extension, the Cavs are not going into next season with him potentially going into free agency. They're going to look to trade him. So that begs the question, what is his potential asking price going to be? Well, thanks to multiple NBA insiders, we now know that asking price, and it's extremely high. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Cavs set a high asking price for Spider Mitchell. I don't understand why the Cavaliers are doing this. It's like they feel like the rest of the NBA doesn't have any idea what's going on. We all understand that Donovan Mitchell likely does not want to be in Cleveland anymore. We know he's not going to sign an extension. So I understand that the Cavaliers want to move him to get some assets back. But unfortunately for them, everybody in the league knows that Donovan Mitchell would likely want to leave and not sign that extension. That means all of their leverage is gone. So they can ask for the moon if they want. It doesn't mean they're going to get it. But when I heard about what they're looking for in any potential Donovan Mitchell trade, my jaw dropped. I was shocked. Let's break down these latest reports so you have an understanding of what the Knicks would have to give up to get Donovan Mitchell in a potential deal. Shout out to NBA insider Terry Pluto for giving us the following information. The Cleveland Cavaliers will not risk losing Donovan Mitchell for nothing and will trade him if he doesn't accept their extension offer, rather than letting him play out next season on an expiring contract. The exact quote reads, "I've been told the Cavs either would sign him to an extension this summer or trade him. They have zero intention of opening up the 2024-2025 season with Mitchell heading into his free agent year." As we mentioned at the top of the show, Donovan must sign this extension with the Cavs. If he doesn't, he's likely going to be traded this offseason. And if you were wondering what the potential trade package for Donovan Mitchell would be if the Cavs look to trade him, well, thanks to HoopWire, we have that information as well, too. According to them, Gilbert and Kobe Altman would look for a lucrative package of multiple draft picks and one or two young players with star potential in a Mitchell trade. For example, a source told HoopsWire that the Cavaliers would ask for Tyler Hero and Jame Hawkins Jr. from the Heat in a Mitchell trade if it gets to that point. At this point, you're asking yourself the same question I asked myself after I read that information. What about the Knicks? What would that trade look like for the Knicks? Well, shout out to ESPN NBA insider Bobby Marks. He also gave us that information as well, too. If the Knicks were going to pull off a Donovan Mitchell trade, according to Bobby Marks, here's what the Knicks would have to give up in order to get Donovan Mitchell on their team. According to Marks, New York doesn't need to chase superstars unless they're upper tier like stars like Giannis. However, if we're talking about hypothetical here, he states the Knicks would have to give up Bojan Bogdanovic, Dante DiVincenzo, 3 first round picks, no idea of protections, if there are other protected picks are involved or anything like that. And then, this is the caveat here. Only if Ananobi and Ihart take less in free agency or New York finds a third team to deal Mitchell Robinson to. If all of these things work out like this, and obviously the Cavaliers accept a package like this, then and only then could you get Donovan Mitchell on this roster. The Cavs have lost their mind. that's the price tag they want to set on Donovan Mitchell. Three potential first-round picks, no ID on the protections, likely unprotected. Dante DiVincenzo, who had a breakout year, all to get Donovan Mitchell on this team. When he's in his final year in Cleveland, the Cavs have to understand where they are. They want multiple draft picks and a couple of young players, potential stars, in a deal back for Donovan Mitchell. That's not going to make sense. He is in his final year, and if he has no extension signed, they have no power. They have no leverage. Again, they can ask for all of this, but what team is going to step up and actually trade all of these assets to get potentially 1 year of Donovan Mitchell? And if he's not happy where he's traded to, he could potentially walk in free agency and go to a place that he actually wants to play. So if all of that is true, why would a team give up so many assets potentially for Donovan Mitchell to walk? It doesn't make sense. That means you have to trade him to a team you know he's going to resign with. And if you're trading him to a team you know he's going to resign with, that team you're trading him to has all of the power. So they get to control what you get back, not you. You get to ask for all of this, but it doesn't mean you get all of this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
This is a crazy price tag to ask for Donovan Mitchell. I get the type of player he is. I understand all of the assets you gave up in order to get him. But that doesn't matter to anybody else but you. Right now, the situation would be if Donovan Mitchell does not sign that extension, that he has a year left before he hits free agency. Everybody around the league would know that. And because of that, you don't have power to make any type of demands or any type of these deals. The Knicks or whoever you trade with will make those terms, and you will have to suck it up and accept it. It may not be what you want, but you know what? Nobody told you to wait until the last year of Donovan Mitchell's contract before you traded him. You probably should have traded him this past season. Nobody to blame besides yourself and your ownership. But I don't care about that. You don't take it out on the rest of the league because you made a poor decision. You made a bad move. Right now, everybody's watching the Cavs and the potential moves they're going to make next, because we already saw they fired their head coach. Darius Garland potentially is going to be traded if Donovan Mitchell stays. If he goes, then Garland probably stays and they try to figure it out with the pieces they have left. But a lot of change is coming to Cleveland, and trying to protect Donovan Mitchell and keep him on that team, I don't know if it's the right move. Maybe you pay Donovan a lot of money, and what if he's unhappy a year or two down the road? Then you paid him all this money, you try to build a team around him, it doesn't work, and you have to break it apart later. Does that make sense? Would the Cavs really choose to put themselves in that position? If I were them, I wouldn't. I would try to keep the players I know want to be part of the team, and players I know that potentially could leave later on, I would try to trade them for as much as I could get back right now, and then try to start my rebuild or whatever I'm trying to do at that point in time with the assets I have left. But as of right now, the Cavaliers, they're going to experience change one way or another. It's either Garland or it's going to be Donovan. And if Mitchell decides not to extend with the Cavaliers, and Gilbert and company opt to trade the guard out of fear of losing him for nothing in 2025, the Lakers, the Miami Heat, the Brooklyn Nets, the New Orleans Pelicans, the Houston Rockets, and the Memphis Grizzlies are all expected to try to trade for Mitchell. You notice that one team is missing from that list, the New York Knicks. And there is a reason for that. If you remember, we did a video about it a couple of weeks ago. Donovan Mitchell and the interest that the Knicks have in him, it is not as high as it used to be. It is down some, and that's likely given the season that Jalen Brunson's had and also the season this Knicks team has had. Hobbled as they were, they still got to the second seed. When healthy, they could potentially have a run all the way to the NBA Finals. And we could potentially get there if Leon Rose and this Knicks front office make the right move this offseason and get us the right players that fit what we're trying to build. Notice the key word there, fit. Does Donovan Mitchell still fit what we're trying to build? In my opinion, he does, but he does not fit this Knicks team if the cost is going to be multiple draft picks and a couple of young players. Because I have to go back and think about it in terms of cost, what I'm giving up, what I'm getting back in return, and potentially, does my roster get better or is it a little bit worse? And you have to also remember that caveat of Ananobi and Hartenstein both signing for a little bit less in free agency. Given all of these factors, I don't think the Knicks are going to trade for Donovan Mitchell unless his price tag goes down a little bit, because Leon Rose knows what we all do. When healthy, this Knicks team is a contending team. If you know that, you're not going to throw money at each and every star available. You're going to look at fit and cost. And if that makes sense, then you're going to try to get that star on this team. And the Knicks right now have the luxury of sitting back, being patient, and wait to see what stars become available. And that's exactly what Leon Rose is going to do. He is going to wait and see what stars become disgruntled. And then based on that list, he's going to make his decision and pounce on the star that he covets and wants on this team. And I think we're going to make a massive move this offseason to get a player that not only fits this team, but makes this Knicks team an NBA Finals contender each and every year. I hope and pray it's Mikal Bridges, but maybe it's a player I'm not thinking about. It could be a player that none of us are thinking about. Nobody thought that OG Anunoby was going to be a Knick after the trade deadline. But look at where we are right now, about to re-sign him to a very lucrative contract. Who knows what the offseason is going to bring for us. Mark my words, Leon Rose gets the job done. And this offseason, he's going to prove it again when he gets the Knicks that star that we've always wanted. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that Donovan Mitchell and his price tag are extremely high? We're talking about multiple first round picks and a couple of young players. If the Knicks were to make this deal, at least according to Bobby Marks, they would have to give up Bogdanovich, DiVincenzo, 3 first round picks, but all of this would require Anunoby and Hartenstein taking less in free agency. Let me know in the comments below, guys, if you think the Knicks will go after Donovan Mitchell, and what do you think about that price tag? Is it too high? Do you agree with me, or is it just right? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.